I thought I'd look up when I saw what was you doing after school detentions. Are we really doing this? Really? There's no one else here. I'm going to straight to your house anyway. It's like you're giving your daughter detention as well. She's just gonna be sat there, waiting for me. She's gonna be mad at you if she doesn't give enough time to get ready because of this. Ready for what? She didn't tell you? Well, I'm not snitching on my friend. No. No matter how long you plan on torturing me by keeping me here. What? You can't do that? You can't decide to make a detention like stupid fucking... No! I didn't mean to swear. It just came out. Don't keep me here for 2 hours. I'll die. Isn't that like against Kennebunk's convention or something? You swear all the time in class, you hypocrite. I thought you were the cool teacher. Oh, so that's it. Exploiting your position as teacher, extract info from your daughter's classmate, is it? What kind of role models are you being for your students right now? Jeez, fine. If you keep me here for 2 hours, it won't matter anyway. We're going to a party, alright? It's a senior party. No big deals or anything. I go to them all the time. Your daughter was asking me what they're like and stuff the other day, so I thought I'd take her. No. I mean, maybe some. I said sometimes some college students there, so yeah, they bring booze with them. It's a party. What kind of party would it be without? Don't be like that. What age were you when you had your first drink anyway? Baloney. That's baloney, sir. You're terrible at lying. What age were you really? See? 15 is only a year older than us, and you turned out alright. I bet you were skipping class, smoking and doing all sorts of way worse things when you were in high school. What? But you said... Oh, well, you implied that. You tricked me. Great. So now your daughter will hate me for telling her precious daddy on her. And you're gonna keep me in detention? You're the worst. Don't smile. You're meant to be a professional. You're not allowed to be smug about this. Come on, quit it! It's not funny! Stop laughing! I'm so proud of yourself for taking advantage of a sweet, trusting teenage girl. You should be ashamed to call yourself a teacher. I can catch up on, but I've done that already. Believe it or not, I'm a good girl when it comes to homework. You should know that already. Never missed a deadline for it in your class yet, have I? Rude. Why would you think that? You thought I was getting some boy to do it for me? Oh, you're so mean to me. That's not it at all. I don't... Well... I guess I'm just like that. I can't help it if I'm naturally a flirty kind of girl. I certainly don't do it to get the boys to do the homework with me. I'm offended. You don't act like a teacher should at all, you know that. Saying something like that about your students, to my face no less. You must think pretty poorly of me, huh? Whatever. If you can't call it even, I forgive you, I guess. So we're good? You've already ruined my plans for the evening. Can I just go home now? Really? We're still doing this? Why? Sir, do you just want to keep me to yourself for 2 whole hours? Ooh, whatever could we do to pass the time, I wonder. Are you excited by the prospect of being alone with a 14-year-old girl? Inappropriate? Me? Was I? See, that's the problem. Other teachers say I'm attracting a certain sort of attention from boys. And men, that the way I act, the things I say, the way I dress, they say it put thoughts into their heads. Dirty thoughts is why I'm here today. Why I got detention. Did anyone tell you? No? Oh well. Let me get your opinion. You see, I don't understand what the big deal is. Can I sit here for a second? Ooh, your desk is tall. Hey, before you say anything, I am not small. You always make fun of me for that. So anyway, at the start of school, I was dressed like this, all prim and proper. But it started getting hot when we were outside at first break. So naturally, I undid a few buttons on my shirt. Like this. And that's fine, right? I mean, look, even if I lean all the way forward, you can't see my boobs, can you? Sir, you almost sound disappointed. Well, I got a warning for that. Can you believe it? Ah. That was Miss Parker, though. You can tell she's a bit of a prude. I don't think anyone but her would mind. You don't, do you? Good. But what about... Now, was it 2 or 3 more buttons I undid? Yeah, I think that was right. So how's this? Is it too much? No, no bra today. But I'm sure you know that already. So what do you think, sir? I want your opinion. Is this sending the wrong message? Is it bad for a 13 years old to be showing off this much cleavage? Sir... Sir, you're not. Sir, you're not looking. If you're not gonna look, then how will I know? Seduce you? Am I trying to? Sir. Now you see the problem I've been having. Teacher who caught me like this said I was making all the boys look at me. When I turned to see who was checking me out, they all did the same thing you are now. You're the same as them, aren't you? Even though you're older, smarter, bigger, wiser, you're still the same. You're only thinking with one thing, don't you? You know you should have stopped me. Stopped me before I even sat on your desk. You could see where this is all going. Stand up. Get up from your chair. And just why can't you get up right now, sir? Perhaps. Perhaps because you've risen in other areas? Poor guy. You know how bad this is, right? You know what could happen if you got caught alone in a room with a semi-naked teenager, don't you? You can't help it, can you? If you could think clearly, you'd put an end to this, but all you can focus on right now is my cute, tiny body and what it feels like to have that cock of yours inside of it. Oh, I'm acting like a... Oh, what? Go on, sir. Finish your sentence. No, not never mind. I mind. I mind a lot. Tell me what I'm acting like. You can't say it? Oh, okay. Well, let me guess. I'm acting like... I'm acting like a slut. Acting like a dirty... faulty... jailbell slut, aren't I? Oh. You only flinch away from me for a second because you let my tongue in your ear. Is that the best you can do? Is that all the will you can muster? Why aren't you resisting this? Why are you letting your 14-year-old student lick? All over your face. Watch my hands. I'm moving it slowly. Slowly. Just stroking my way down your chest. Giving you plenty of time. You know where this is heading, right? You're not going to stop me. Oh, fuck. It's so big, I can't quite. Oh, there we are. That's, sir, that's a... Do all adults' cocks get this big? You must have. You really wanted this, huh? Wanted. wanted one of your underage students to make a move on you. Have them rub your throbbing cock like this. Feel delicate childlike fingers wrapped around your shaft and just pump it softly up and down, up and down. What dirty little things have you been thinking about us? What inappropriate thoughts you got go on inside this head? Do you masturbate, sir? Do you go home after school each day and touch yourself? Do you stroke in real hard like this? And blow your load to the tops of the high school girls? Face me. Look at me, sir. Do you use me? Am I part of your sick fantasy? When you think I'm not looking and you're stealing glances at me? What are you thinking of, huh? What do you see me as? A precious student who you want to nurture, help grow? A tiny teenage girl who you want to look after and do your best for? Or do you think of me as jerk-off material? Don't answer that. I know what you do with those mental images of me. You grab your cock, you grab your dick really hard like this, and rub it really fast. What am I wearing when you stroke it to me, sir? Am I still in my school uniform? You must be in heaven right today. Surrounded by little girls and the thing you love most. Your bones are telling me I'm right. But that's not the whole truth, is it? No, that's just how it starts, isn't it? When this cock gets ready to come, it needs something more, doesn't it? Should I? Should I let you see what you're pictured? The things you whisper every time you ever masturbate to me. Do you want me to get naked for you? Sicko. I'm 14. You can't say that. Are you sure? If someone were to walk in... Alright, then. Prove it. Prove you really want that. Kiss me. Kiss me back this time. Open your mouth. Oh, there you go. That's pretty nice. You're a good kisser. Suppose that comes with experience though, doesn't it? I wonder what else you're better at. Why are you staring You're expecting something? Something like this? Ah, you like them? You like my tiny boobies? Other girls in class are bigger, but I'm not this. I've seen which girls are your type. You like them small. You like when little schoolgirls aren't even fully developed yet, don't you? If that's your thing, you're going to go crazy over the type of panties I'm wearing. You haven't ruined the surprise already, have you? Haven't snuck a peek at them under my desk in class, have you? Not this time? So you've done it before then. You really have no shape. Oh, let's see. Maybe when I show you this pair, you'll feel a little guilty. There goes my skirt. What do you think of them? Aren't they cute? Yeah, it's a little teddy bear. There's one on my butt, too. See? No, they're not for kids. They made them in my size, didn't they? You say they don't suit me. Should I take them off? Oh, but sir, if I do that, you'll see my pussy. My young, soaking wet, underage pussy. You do, you're trying so hard for it. They look cozy. Is it pretty? You prefer girls to be smooth and hairless down there, right? You can tell how tight I'll be already, can't you? Now what should I do with these? You probably want to take them home and smell them while they jerk off. Why wait though? I could let you use them right now. Would you like that? A 14-year-old freshly worn panties over your face. You're so gross. I bet you even like the wet spots to be right there. Just by your lips so you can taste me when you want. You're actually licking it. Oh, so nasty. Well then, if you get the taste, then it's only fair that I get one too. Flip the chair around. What's that? I can't hear you mumbling to your panties. Oh, what am I doing? Oh, come on. The material isn't that thick. Surely you can't see me kneeling down. And guess what that means? Yep, I'm going to suck your cock, sir. I've had my eye on the dribble of pre-cum dripping down the shaft. And I really, really want to lick it off. Can I? Good, because I made that pre-cum leak out, so it's mine. The whole of your dick belongs to me right now. It was a good idea to cover you with my panties. You're moaning way too loud. If I didn't know any better, I think you want to get caught. Is that true? Want me to slurp on your cock even harder? and make more noises. Or I could even try by doing this. Hey, why'd you push me off, huh? Don't even try about doing that again. Besides, I know you liked it. If you want a little teenager to choke and gag on you, that's the risk you have to take. No more objections. That's better. You'll have to resist me harder than that to get me to stop now. Oh fuck. Hit this. Adult cock is so much better. I don't think I'm ever coming back. You'll have to let me suck on it at lunchtime or during the breaks. Whenever I get hungry for the taste of your dick, he'll give it to me. There we go. Oh, that should be good enough. No, I didn't mean I was done. You think I'm that mean? That I taste but leave your cock throbbing and aching for release? What I meant that was that I'd gotten you wet enough with my saliva. Wet and ready for my pussy. Stand right there. I'm just gonna... put my legs on either side of your chair. You like that? Like seeing my little kitties spread open above your cock? That's it. Now sit back. Just sit back while I lower myself. Lower myself down and rub my pussy over the head of your cock. Oh fuck. It's so big. It's going to split me open. Stop. You had your chance. The moment I wrapped my hand around you, this was going to happen. I'm going to fuck you. Your cock is... it's going inside. Slipping into a tight 14 years old pussy. Fuck. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. It hurts. It hurts so fucking good. Just give me a second. Before we start, let me take those panties off your face. You look ridiculous. Oh, what with that pained expression? Is my little teen pussy gripping you too tightly? I can taste myself on your lips. Well, sir, you ready? I can't wait anymore. I have to start writing your cock. Yeah, just like that. Bouncing up and down on you. Getting that tick. Perverted. Don't call. Oh, wait. With my little girl juices. Yeah, you like that? Oh, don't you care? How wrong is this? How wrong is this to be fucking your student? Oh, you slutty. Underage student. Oh, fuck. That makes your dick twitch so much, doesn't it? I feel every inch of it swelling up inside of me. I love that you're such a nasty, horny teacher. That's it. Mom hit me. You're cute when you panic. How about this? I'll give you one. Just one last chance. We'll make a game of it. Alright, how about this? If you can make me come without shooting your load into me first, we can go back to be student and teacher. If you do, then you become a sex toy. But what's a game without consequence? If you touch me, if you lay even one finger on me, I'm telling you, I'll tell everyone that you did to me, starting with your daughter. Oh, that's not a good sign. You're more like you were into that. They want to tell your daughter. You went balls deep into her friends. Oh, fuck. Put your hands behind the chair. Assist me. Look, this is my buddy. I'm not joking. I want it. If you grab the tiny tits bouncing around in your face, you'll be going to jail. If you ever even think about grabbing my ass to pound your cock into me harder, I'm jailbait, sir. Slutty piece of jailbait. dry. Yeah. You feel it? Feeling my pussy is good and trying to work that load up. Yeah. You do, don't you? Well, what if I stop? Please. Please touch me. I want you to. I want to have those big hands all over my little body. Please. Please, sir. Aren't I worth it? Aren't you going to hold me in your arms and trust your heart, dick, into me? Oh, that was close. You had to stop yourself, didn't you? Poor thing. You are inches from throwing your whole life away. Should I end your suffering? Should I let you empty your balls inside me? I was holding back, dancing you. Just seeing if you came into your pervert inside, alive in jail, or being my play toy. There's really no choice, is there? Then don't hold back. I'm going to fuck you. Fuck you as hard as I can. You're going to leave a mess in my pussy. I want to feel it dripping out of me when I'm talking with your daughter. Oh, fuck. Come for me, sir. Come for me. I will feel my 14 years old bitch's sperm, please. Please come for me. I need it. I need it right now. I can't. I'm going to come in your pervert. Come inside my underage pussy. Oh, I feel it. It's squirting out inside me. Yes, yes, yes. Sir, nearly made me come first. But would that really have counted as a win for you? So then, I take it the tension is over. Come on, you can give me a lift back to your place. I hope you don't still smell of sex by the time you get there.